You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Topic: Our Attitude Towards God. Document title: Attitude. We live in very interesting days, or maybe do I need to say very scary days? And now I just let you sit there with this single statement. Last week, I started to talk to you about attitude and how it is our attitude towards following instruction that gives us blessings or penalties. Or with more churchy types words, how following God's commandments will give us blessings or curses. And yes, we already heard the cries coming up, but now we all live under the grace that Jesus provided. Yes, we are under grace. But for this series, we place that specific question on the back burner for a little bit. We will get to that point on a later day. If we want to have discourse on a topic, we do need to know our backgrounds before we can have an edifying conversation on this topic. We sing it so often in the church, that song that is woven through the messages of the last couple of weeks. Trust and obey, because there is no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Oh, and it is nothing new, of course, this is an old song. There are more songs like this. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Or with a more modern song that is so loved by many. Yes, from Shekinah Glory says, I'll obey Jesus, I won't stray Jesus this time I've made up in my mind. I'll say, yes, my soul says yes, my mind says, my heart says yes, yes, I will, Jesus. I'll do what you want me to do, I'll say what you want me to say, I'll go, if you lead me, I'll go, yes. I want to do your will, my soul says yes. Then the word of the Lord says, there is more than I require of thee. And the answer is still yes. I truly enjoy all of these songs and I love to sing them. There has, however, been one great issue with all of them, and it is not the content of the lyrics. The issue that there is with the songs is that, for to many of us, these are just words, they are just songs, and they are not confirmations on the way how we are willing to change our attitude towards God. Paul wrote a very interesting article in the letter to the Romans, which we call this chapter 12. So let us read this together. Romans 12, Tree of Life version. Be dead to self. I urge you therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, but to use sound judgment, as God has assigned to each person a measure of faith. For just as we have many parts in one body, and all the parts do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Messiah, and everyone parts of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace that was given to us, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, or the one who teaches in his teaching, or the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who gives in generosity, the one who leads with diligence, the one who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy, detesting what is evil, holding fast to the good. Be tenderly devoted to one another in brotherly love. Outdo one another in giving honor. Do not be lagging in zeal, be fervent in spirit. Keep serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, enduring in distress, persisting in prayer, contributing to the needs of the Kedoshim, extending hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Repay no one evil for evil. Give thought to what is good in the eyes of all people. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live in shalom with all people. Never take your own revenge, loved ones, but give room for God's wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says Adonai. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing so, you will heap coals of fire upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Paul's words encourage us to fully surrender our minds, spirits, and souls to God and live our lives for him. When we contemplate Paul's perspective on serving God and responding to life's challenges, we must consider modern humanity's attitude towards God. Here are four possible attitudes. A. Zealously on fire through the Holy Spirit. Is your relationship with God on fire in the Holy Spirit? You daily read the words of God in your Bible or in books from Christian authors, you listen to his music, and you do your utmost to stay away from the negative influences of the world. Your relationship is deeply satisfying, and you are able to tell God each and everything that you have on your heart. You are able to say that you are in a constant communion with God through his Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit, and a yes attitude. B. Seeking to live for God, but experiencing spiritual dryness. Or maybe your attitude towards God is more like, yes, I do my best, it is not bad. I read my Bible sometimes, and you know I like that song about the river of life too. I know God, you know, but we are just not that much in contact. Every day, no, I'm way too busy for that. I go to church on Sunday and sing and read and listen, but I'm so busy I need some me time too. See, distant from God, yet acknowledging faith. Then the C category of people. Oh yes, I'm saved, hallelujah, and I went to church. Yeah, but not anymore, it doesn't do that much for me anymore. I go on Easter and Christmas, I listen to Eagle Wings Online Radio or K-Love now and then. But yeah, that's enough for me. Yeah, you might call it that. The fire is not burning for me anymore. Hey, come on, I know God, but with me living in America and God in Africa, that communication is just over at too much of a distance. D. Indifferent towards God, blending spirituality with other beliefs. Then lastly, we have the person like this, the one that has heard of God, has heard about Jesus on TV and in the coffee shop and in the newspaper. God and with Jesus, grace, yeah, cool, you know, and Buddha, Allah, Shiva, Confucius, Muhammad and the rest. Yeah, man, you know, they are all good. And you know, a little bit of everything is cool, man. So now let's have some honesty here. Which category best describes your attitude towards God? Remember, perfection isn't the goal. We all know that, but our attitude towards God, that is what counts. God is the only perfect and holy one. We are not. We are still in a constant process, and we should work to become more and more holy as God is holy. If we look at this, we see that both Paul and David, flawed as they were, they showed us their passion for God and their enthusiasm for the Word of God and his music. David was a man after the heart of God, and his life inspired Paul. It's about the attitude associated with each category. Thus, for today, we really have four ways we can start to look at the message. We can look at it with the eyes of each and every one of the four I just described. 1. Zealously on fire through the Holy Spirit, guided by God, each and every day decisions have already been made. 2. Wanting to live a life for God and active in His Word, but burning low, with some hard decisions to make now and then. 3. Too much to do, too much work, and too many decisions to make, just cannot have all that can and cannot control now. It is too limiting. The fire is nothing more than a smoldering coals with some hiss now and then. 4. The last attitude we talked about, I would say. Fire. What there is fire? Where is the fire? Oh my God, fire. Call 911, fire, oh my fire. Sadly, Many Christians find themselves in the second or third category, while some even fall into the fourth. Despite hearing messages of God's compassion and guidance, many struggle to grasp the essence of living a life surrendered to Him. Psalm 103, Tree of Life version, "As a father has compassion," of David, "Bless Adonai, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless Adonai, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with loving kindness and compassions. He satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. Adonai executes justice, judgments for all who are oppressed. He made His ways known to Moses, His deeds to the children of Israel. Adonai is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and plentiful in mercy. He will not always accuse, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not treated us according to our sins, or repaid us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His mercy for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so Adonai has compassion on those who fear Him." Both Paul and David exemplify imperfect yet fervent followers of God. Despite life's adversities, they praised God for His mercy and compassion. However, many Christians fail to understand or experience such a life. Psalm 34 sheds light on this struggle. When David feigned insanity before Abimelech to escape King Saul, he demonstrated a reliance on God. All this according to 1 Samuel 21:10, 15. This deception protected him, highlighting the importance of seeking refuge in God. Psalm 34, Tree of Life version, "Taste and see." Of David when he feigned insanity before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left, "I will bless Adonai at all times. His praise is continually in my mouth. My soul boasts in Adonai. The humble ones hear of it and rejoice. Magnify Adonai with me and let us exalt His name together. I sought Adonai, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They who look to Him were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and Adonai heard and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of Adonai encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. Taste and see how good Adonai is. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him. Fear Adonai, His Kedoshim, for those who fear Him lack nothing. Young lions may lack and go hungry, but those who seek Adonai want for no good thing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Adonai. Who is the one who delights in life and loves to see good days? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking treachery. Depart from evil and do good. Seek shalom and pursue it. The eyes of Adonai are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. The face of Adonai is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and Adonai hears, and delivers them from all their troubles. Adonai is close to the brokenhearted, and saves those crushed in spirit. Many are the distresses of the righteous, but Adonai delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil kills the wicked. Those who hate the righteous will be held guilty. Adonai redeems the soul of his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be held guilty. Psalm 34 encourages us to taste and see God's goodness and to fear Him, recognizing that those who seek Him lack nothing. Ah, but you might say, There we are talking about Abimelech and not Achish. That is because Abimelech is most likely not a given name. When we look at the word and splice it up in two syllables, we see Abi-Avi and Melech. Because we talk about it so much, we know that Melech means king, as in the blessings, Melech Ha'olam, king of the world. The Hebrew does not use any vowels, thus we spell Abimelech Aleph Bet Yot Mem Lamet Kof Sofit, which makes the Ch sound as in Bach. Then we have the letters Aleph Bet, which is the noun meaning father. The word AB is not like our word for father, it is also used as in our idea of founding fathers, thus not necessarily reserved for the male parent and used metaphorically for other people, but rather a word of unknown and unparalleled meaning, which expresses respect to persons of authority, including the male parent. The yod letter that follows this makes the AB part possessive, as in father of or my father. Then in this we understand the Abimelech is the title for the king, as the father, the ruler, the magistrate of this land. Okay, a little explanation of the Hebrew name, thus let us continue. But before we read Psalm 34, I would like to provide you with the knowledge of a word that might be new for you in this text. Kedoshim. Kedoshim means the people that live holy lives, the holy ones, those set aside by God, which through Christ could mean you, as the Jews were the people set aside by God. Why would it be then that for many a Christian, the attitude they have is only the B version, I read my Bible now and then, and go to church, or maybe even C or D, those that know of Jesus and his saving grace, but it might as well be Buddha, Allah, Shiva, Confucius, Pope John Paul, or Joseph Smith, or someone like that. Despite these assurances, many Christians struggle to find joy and praise in their relationship with God. They grapple with burdens, feeling defeated and disconnected from God's joy and abundance. The solution lies in surrendering to God's will wholeheartedly, trusting and obeying Him without reservation. Many Christians are hindered by bad habits, sin, doctrinal misunderstandings, or spiritual laziness. This prevents them from experiencing the fullness of God's blessings and joy. To cultivate a closer relationship with God, we must surrender completely to His will, trusting and obeying Him in all things. It is like a room that is to store the blessings through the Holy Spirit, but then this room is still occupied by those things that makes the Ruach cringe and turn away from. But guess what? They are not aware of this or that this is sin. It still grieves the Holy Spirit, and the place that could be occupied by blessings from God are now ignored and not used. They are ruled by the flesh, not by the Spirit. You just don't see a lot of Holy Spirit fruit because of sin. And then there are others. They are not really ruled by their flesh, and they love the Lord, and still they do not enjoy that burning fire relationship with God. Then what is missing? Where is the Holy Spirit fire? Where is the abundance, the joy, the happiness that we so long for? The quick and dirty answer is that when in a tough spot, they might offer a quick prayer to the Lord, they are still not living their lives for Him, and they might not even realize it. As a result, God is not blessed, God is not given all the glory and all the praise. In conclusion, our attitude towards God shapes our spiritual journey. Whether zealously on fire or distant and indifferent, our relationship with God reflects our commitment to Him. Let us strive for a yes attitude, surrendering all to God without reservation. Only then can we experience the fullness of His blessings and joy. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.